Pakistan is braced for more flooding in the south as officials were due to hold talks in Washington later today with the International Monetary Fund on how to shore up the battered economy to maintain stability. Compounding the misery that these floods have wreaked, a bus carrying people fleeing the water plunged into a flooded ravine in Punjab province, killing at least 13 people. The floods have left around 6 million people homeless. We spoke to Paul Healy, who's the regional manager in Pakistan with the Irish aid agency Trocara, a member of the Caritas Network, who updated us on the situation.
As the waters went south, the rising waters in Sindh are causing a fair amount of havoc. We spent the last few days trying to evacuate people. We supported the evacuation of about 38,000 people in Jamshoro district, which is in the western part, northwestern part of Sindh. So the situation there is fairly desperate, to be honest, and people are just scrambling to get out with the few possessions that they have, if they can carry them. I can continue from our team on the ground. What I'm hearing is people are just looking for the most basic things like food and water now in those areas, and women are expressing particular needs around medicine, issues around clean water, and even clothes, simple things. Many of them have just walked out of their houses or swam out of their houses, and they've nothing left but the clothes on their backs. So for many millions of people, the situation is very, very desperate.